Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A blizzard warning begins at 8 p.m. tonight. A high wind warning begins at noon today. Cloudy today with thunderstorms likely. Highs level off around 60. A mixture of precipitation likely tonight. Lows level off around 25. Cloudy skies expected. About an inch of snow tonight. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently 55.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Kansas State lawmakers say they are continuing a conversation that started off last week by changing when major special elections would be held across the state. As Kansas Senate Bill 273 did make its proposal on Friday last week, with conversations going into this week as well, that would make all special elections be scheduled for the first Tuesday in the month of March every year for any special election around Kansas. During hearings on Monday, county election officials across the state ended up supporting the idea, saying that it would be easier to reserve voting locations by being able to reserve certain buildings in advance when special elections are needed. In other news, USA's Today and their 10 Best Readers' Choice Contest has officially named the small town of Abilene, Kansas, another finalist for the Best Historic Small Town for the seventh straight year in a row. According to the national recognition, they say that the town of Abilene has one of the nation's top destinations for history lovers, reaffirming its reputation as a must-visit town in the country.
Spending time in the backyard can be a great time for all your family and friends. Burwell Construction can make your backyard look its best with a new deck and patio cover. Wood or composite decks, Burwell Construction will help you design the perfect space for all your outdoor fun. And Burwell Construction can secure your backyard with a new fence. 316-794-3430. 316-794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
Sports. Fox Kansas is Wichita's home for exciting live sports action. Start your weekend with a slam. And Fox College Hoops Friday as Purdue takes on Illinois at 7 p.m. Saturday, it's a full day of sports action, including NCAA basketball with St. John's and Marquette at 11 and USC and UCLA in primetime. And on Sunday, catch more college hoops with Iowa and Nebraska at 11:30 and the Big East Women's Tournament semifinal at 1:30. Fox Sports. Fox Kansas. Channel 24 and Cox Cable Channel 4.
The city of Wichita and the Wichita School District of USD 259 wrapped up with a bond special election issue that ended up failing last week with a close 295 vote majority saying no to the $450 million bond that would have built new schools and sold off old buildings within the district.
In no way should, even though the campaign or the vote has ended, should this be the end for the people of Wichita. I think we all, myself included, need to stay engaged and making sure that we're moving forward together, because that's what students deserve. I think that's what teachers deserve, and I hope that we can all do that together.
That audio from Cake News, where supporters of the bill say they need to reconvene and figure out what to do next with the aging buildings.
We're still going to have to address those problems, and we're still going to have to deal with aging facilities. So I believe the district at this point would have to come back to the table and look at what happened here and then start to kind of evaluate next steps.
Mid-America Network News.
Duzine Enterprises has been laying floors all over our area since 1962. That's miles and miles of carpet, laminate, tile, hardwood, and vinyl. And they are so good at it that their schedule is filling up fast. So while good things come to those who wait, if you have a remodel or a new construction project in your near future, you should probably get on their schedule today. So call 785-325-2379. That's 785-325-2379. Duzine Enterprises in Washington. Why would you go anywhere else? Financing available.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the legal battles continue in the state as Nebraska Attorney General's office has officially appealed the dismissal of their case that alleged that the former director of the History Nebraska illegally had transferred funds that were donated to the agency. As according to the Nebraska Examiner, back in December of 2024, Lancaster County District Judge Susan Strong had dismissed the felony theft by deception charge against the former director Trevor Jones, ruling that the prosecutors with the AG's office had violated Jones's right to a speedy trial. According to the 12-page ruling, Strong had rejected the arguments by the Attorney General's office, saying that they had been halted when Jones's former defense attorney had asked to withdraw from the case over a year ago. The former director for History Nebraska had resigned after receiving a more than $164,000 a year director's job back in 2022 and had resigned right before a critical state audit that was released. The investigation is still ongoing. Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Enroll in Farm Bureau Financial Services' Driveology, and you'll instantly save 10% on your auto insurance premium. Over time, your safe driving habits could earn you even bigger savings, up to 50%. Learn more and start saving with Driveology at fbfs.com/save. 10% savings applied at enrollment for select coverages. Future savings based on individual driving behaviors and varies by coverages selected. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners approved a bid of $630,000 for a bridge replacement a mile west of Elites. Weather permitting, work is to begin in the next couple of weeks on a bridge in Wells Township on 17th south of Utah Road and another in Cleveland Township on Zenith west of 27th Road. Susan Preble was appointed treasurer for Oquito Township on recommendation from remaining board members. Three new jailers were hired for the Sheriff's Department. Washington County Commissioners continued discussions regarding a countywide ambulance service at last week's meeting and spoke with legal counsel about funding, which could include either or a combination of sales and property taxes. Pros and cons of each were considered, with commissioners expected to take action that would set in motion a potential mill levy toward an ambulance tax district. Such a proposal would have to be published for three consecutive weeks and then would include a 60-day period during which time a qualified petition, which would be due in mid-May, could force a public vote on the matter. A special election would likely be scheduled if a valid petition were presented. Otherwise, the mill levy could be adopted without public input and could take effect next year. No action was taken on a potential sales tax. In other business, a two-year mowing contract was approved for the airport. The annual Washington County Township meeting is set for March 27th, 5 p.m. at the FNB Basement Meeting Room in Washington. A plaque was presented by the Daughters of the American Revolution and will be placed on the Statue of Liberty on the courthouse grounds. Washington County Treasurer reported that interest income in 2024 was more than double the year previous. Nemahal County Commissioners heard a request from the sheriff that time and a half be paid as well as a vacation day for employees who work on those days when the courthouse is otherwise closed. No action was taken. Draft policies regarding reimbursement for veterans' grave markers in the county, a local bid preference, and a policy for meetings on days when the courthouse is closed were discussed with the county attorney at last week's meeting. Severe Weather Preparedness Week in Kansas runs through March 7th. Storm sirens will be sounded Wednesday morning at 10 a.m. Kansas Storm Spotter meetings will begin this month with Nemahal County March 12th at the Community Building in Sabetha, Marshall County March 19th at the Waterville Community Center, and Washington County April 9th at the Fire Station in Washington. Severe Storm Spotter training for Gage, Jefferson, and Saline counties rescheduled for Monday, April 28th, 7 p.m., at the Homestead National Historic Park Education Center, Pawnee and Johnson County meeting, Thursday, March 27th, 6 p.m. at the Tecumseh Fire Hall. Marshall County Emergency Management and Extension Service will host a program on prescribed fire best practices, Thursday, March 6th, 1 to 5 p.m. in Blue Rapids. Best practices and more will be covered. The class is free and open to anyone. There is no registration fee. For additional information, contact Marshall County Emergency Management or Director Bill Swindeman at 785-562-4550. Again, this prescribed fire best practices program, Thursday afternoon, 1 to 5, at Blue Rapids City Hall.
Valley Heights School went into temporary lockdown mode Monday morning as a precautionary measure due to a reported situation in Waterville that local law enforcement was handling. Local authorities contacted the district, and after assessing the situation, they determined there was no immediate threat to the school. The lockdown was lifted a short time later. All students and staff were safe. Donna L. Goins, age 92, of Seneca, passed away Sunday.
Funeral service Thursday, 10:30 at the Axtell United Methodist Church. Burial in the Rose Hill Cemetery at Axtell. Visitation Wednesday, 4:30 until 7:30 at the Axtell Landreth Funeral Home, in charge of arrangements for Donna Goins. Randy L. Chilson, age 52, of Blue Rapids, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Saturday, 2 p.m. at the Blue Rapids United Methodist Church. Burial in the Fairmont Cemetery. Visitation Friday, noon until 8, at the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Randy Chilson. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, a deli sandwich, vegetable soup, relish, plums, and peach cobbler. Tomorrow, ham loaf with a muffin, scalloped potatoes. Oop, got a day ahead of myself. Beef tips on the menu today with rice, green beans, and pears. Tomorrow's the deli sandwich, vegetable soup, relish, plums, and peach cobbler. KUDY News Time, 7:14.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's a look at your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A high wind warning goes into effect for this afternoon, then a blizzard warning goes into effect for tonight. Very windy conditions expected as we head into the afternoon time frame for today, as a developing strong area of low pressure continues to work eastward. We'll have those winds increasing as they switch to the north and northwest to around 20 to 30 miles per hour by this afternoon, but could have some frequent gusts topping 40 miles per hour. Along with that, rain and some thunderstorm activity expected. Then as we drop well below that freezing mark for tonight, we'll tumble back to some mid-20s for overnight low temperatures, looking to change over to snow. Around an inch of snow accumulation expected, but blowing snow will be a concern on some strong northwesterly winds kicking up to 35 to 45 miles per hour. And could even have some gusts as strong as the 60-mile-per-hour range tonight, leading to some reduced visibility. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro.
Average high temperature early March, 52. Record high on this date, 81. The average low, 27. And the record low is 10 below zero. Sunset this evening, 6:23. degrees this hour. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 4th of March. KUDY News Time, 7:16.
Hey, Blue Valley customers. How would you like to save $10 on your next bill? Sign up for Blue Valley Technologies paperless billing and receive a one-time $10 bill credit. Change your account settings online to web bill only, or call our office. To learn how easy paperless billing can be, visit bluevalley.net or call 877-876-1228.
It was a 50-50 situation last night. Good morning, I'm Jay Reynolds. The day after South Carolina won a coin flip to be the one seed in the SEC tournament, the Oklahoma City Thunder had a 50-50 night. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, his fourth 50-point game of the season, 51 to be precise. Thunder beat Houston 137-128 for their 50th win of the year. Hawks get a game-winning layup from Caris LeVert as time expires. They beat the Grizzlies 132-130. From Memphis, three straight losses, all on game-winning shots in the final 10 seconds. Warriors beat the Hornets 119-101. They are 8-1 now with Jimmy Butler. Heat topped the Wizards 106-90. Blazers 119-102 over the Sixers. Philly has lost 11 of 13 since the start of February. Pistons beat the Jazz 134-106. Detroit's won 10 of 11. Sacramento tops Dallas by 24. Mavs losing Kyrie Irving in the first quarter to a knee injury. Coach Jason Kidd.
Just unlucky. You know, hope that he's healthy. It's not serious, but, you know, just the injuries that we've had this season. Guys are trying to hold it together to get, you know, other bodies back. And it just seems every time we're getting close to get someone back, someone goes down. we're running out of bodies here.
Mavs have dropped four of the last five. Sacramento, a fourth straight win. College number two, Duke, third-ranked Houston. Key wins last night, both stating their case for a one seed in the NCAA tournament. Duke by 33 over Wake Forest in what may have been Cooper Flagg's final home game. Houston outlasts Kansas, 65-59. Jayhawks' ninth loss in conference play, most since 1983. Football, the Bengals put the franchise tag on T. Higgins for the second year in a row. Vikings not expected to tag Sam Darnold today. Jimmy Johnson retires from Fox Sports after three decades. Golf, L.A. beats Bay Golf Club, and L.A. grabs the one seed in the TGL playoffs.
With spring just around the corner, wouldn't it be great if you could upgrade your space? Well, Macy's is here for you. It's your last chance to catch our President's Day sale with big savings on what you need to refresh your home. Think 20 to 40% off new furniture, like our exclusive Radley sectional, now $21.99. And take 30 to 60% off a new mattress from Hotel Collection, Serta, and more, so you can sleep better. Hurry into Macy's before this weekend is over, because our President's Day sale ends Sunday. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Progressive knows there are some surprisingly expensive things in life, like fences. A house with a big yard and a white picket fence was always the dream. But then you saw the price to install a fence and you're wondering if the color is driving the price up. Nobody ever dreams of a beige or a gray picket fence, right? So maybe those fences are cheaper. But no, they're not. Then you remember that switching your home and auto to Progressive could save you hundreds and make all your dreams of a fence come true. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Hanover, Axtell, and Frankfort boys advanced to sub-state championships with Monday semifinal wins. Hanover caught Victoria 75-51, Axtell tripped Lynn 65-44, and Frankfort up into Bishop Seabury 73-70. Tuesday evening, Marysville girls are at Cheney, an early start at 5, live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Wednesday, Marysville boys at Heston at 6 on AM 1570, FM 94.1, with Valley Heights girls at Mount Academy in Atchison at 6, live on FM 95.5. Diller Odell, Lady Griffins are 7th seed and face 2nd seed Elm Creek in the state tournament Wednesday evening at 6 from Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln. On Friday, we'll cover girls 1A Division 2 from Tescott with Hanover Axtell girls at 6, Lynn versus St. John's Tipton at 7:30. Then the boys' final Saturday evening with Hanover and Logan Palco and Axtell versus St. John's Tipton, live on KNDY-FM 95.5.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Major market indexes rebounded at the end of a rocky week, ending Wall Street's worst month since April. The Dow was up 601 points at closing, the S&P rose 93 points, and the NASDAQ gained 303 points. Asian stock indexes tumbled amid worries about the Trump administration's proposed tariffs on imports to the U.S. New data shows inflation eased over last month, but numbers show consumers slashed their spending by the most since February 2021. Tropicana Brands Group is facing citrus shortages after hurricanes in Florida. The company has seen sales decline in recent years. The Department of Agriculture expects this year's orange production to be the lowest in 88 years. Microsoft is closing down Skype. The company bought the video calling service in 2011 for $8.5 billion. The tech giant says it will retire Skype in May and shift some services to Microsoft Teams. Michelle Franzen.
Good Tuesday morning. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sims Beck, with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. And it is Tuesday morning, and at these times, we check in with the latest Steckline report with Larry Steckline. Larry, what's the latest?
The DOGE program. And one of the things that is really of interest to me is that they asked for information from people concerning checkoff programs. It's billions and billions of dollars worth of stuff that has been charged to farmers. Get rid of them, they say. Whether that's the majority or not is anybody's guess. I don't think it is, but you never know. There's a lot of support for it, too. The naysayers are really after that particular program, and we might see some changes in that particular program down the road. Just stay tuned. Also, beneficial ownership information. They wanted to know whether they should be filing for it or not. In the past, I've said, don't worry about it because they put it off and put it on a deadline. And you have until March the 21st to complete this beneficial ownership information. There are some hints that they may ease some rules yet on it. But in the meantime, March 21st, folks, that's a pretty important date because they can fine you $591 a day. if you don't fill it out. Again, March 21st is the date. Hey, USDA announced that it will not impose new restrictions on cattle imports from Mexico, despite the latest detection of screwworms in cows from one state. With the tight cattle market situation here, I can understand what they're doing there, leaving the gates open just a little bit. But they've got some programs that they're initiating to try to make sure it doesn't hit our country. And I think it looks like it ought to work. See you on the next Techline Report.
Be prepared for this planting season with Cottage Hill Ag Supplies Spring Planter Clinic March 6th at their location south of Waterville on Thursday, March 6th from 1:30 p.m. until 3:30. Covered will be planter maintenance practices and proper planter setup for a successful planting season, as well as a full dive into the precision planting lineup offered at Cottage Hill Ag Supply. Call Darren at 785-363-6101 or visit Cottage Hill Ag Supply on Facebook for more information.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. Recent frigid temperatures have many people wondering what happens to insects during periods of unrelenting cold. K-State entomologist Jeff Whitworth discusses how cold weather impacts pests.
They've been around a long, long time, a lot longer than we have, so they're pretty adaptive to all kinds of environmental conditions, and their lives depend upon it. You know, their internal temperatures are whatever the environment that they're in is, so they're pretty attuned at trying to avoid really hot temperatures and really cold temperatures. People always say, you know, it's 100 degrees in the summer, I bet this is really good for insects. Not really. Once it gets over about 90 degrees Fahrenheit, they're looking for shade also. Conversely, when it's really cold, people say, oh, I bet you this is killing insects. You know, it really doesn't. But when it gets this cold, if they're in some place where it's exposed to the temperature, it is going to kill them. The main thing is when we get some warm weather in the middle of January or February, sometimes that will spur activity on some of the insects that overwinter as adults. And so they'll leave their safe overwintering site and they'll become active. If they do not return to their safe overwintering site when the return of cold weather comes, it does kill a few of them.
He explains the temperature's influence on insects in agriculture.
What really hammers the population sometimes is once the crops break dormancy, whenever that is, and a lot of that is related to the photo period also, when those crops, in this case we're talking about wheat and alfalfa because those are the only crops that we have mainly that overwinter in Kansas and are still available for insects, when they break dormancy, those insects generally break dormancy about the same time because they're pretty attuned to that. They need that food, and that's the time they can start feeding. But then when we get a cold spell, you know, a lot of times we'll get a week of really cold weather in late March or April after the crops have broken dormancy. It will hammer the crops also, but that will kill a lot of our insect pests.
Whitworth shares the biological feature that allows for their survival.
Most of the insects that overwinter anyway, they can produce a substance in their cells, you know, that is an antifreeze-like substance that keeps them from freezing. And that works pretty well until you get down to about minus 5 degrees. Once you get down to minus 5, any insects that are exposed, that'll pretty well take care of them. But most of the time, they're pretty well in the ground or in some place where they're not going to be exposed to that cold weather.
That was Jeff Whitworth, Kansas State University entomologist, on how pests handle sub-zero temperatures. Learn more from the Crop Insects in Kansas book. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
It'll never be as cool as Friday, but Tuesday does have a lot going for it. We'll give it our best sales pitch today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, March 4th, the 63rd day of the year. Actress Catherine O'Hara celebrates a birthday, and Walt Disney released the film Cinderella on this day in 1950. As days of the week go, Tuesday may have a humdrum reputation, but it turns out to be a great day for lots of activities. Dining out, for example. Many restaurants are closed on Mondays and will have freshly stocked kitchens on Tuesday. Looking for a deal on airline tickets? Airlines often announce fare specials on Tuesday. If you need to schedule surgery, make it a Tuesday. It's more likely to be successful. And Tuesday's all business reputation is still intact. Business executives say today is usually the most productive day of the week. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Looking for more best day activities? Find them at almanac.com.
729 from KNDY and 55 degrees, which may be our high temperature today. Things head south from here. It's very mild at this hour, but you feel the moisture in the air. If a cold system collides with that, that's when it all breaks loose. An overcast sky, and we've got a chance of a precipitation mix that could include up to 2 to 3 inches of snow. Really varies where the track is and the timing on it, but along the state line, that's initial estimates, anything from a trace on up. And any blowing and drifting snow could cause blizzard-like conditions. In fact, a blizzard warning issued for at least east half of our listening area, a winter weather advisory for the west half. Again, depends on the timing of the track, but winds gusting to 60, even 70 miles an hour will be sustained. Most of that overnight tonight into Wednesday. As a result, travel is discouraged, and you are advised to stay in touch with weather updates. Could be some snow, could be some blowing snow, could be blizzard conditions, all of it combining with a temperature drop, with highs tomorrow only in the middle 40s.
I'm Chip Speck with your latest Mid-America Sports Network update. As Wichita State and North Texas went toe-to-toe for 40 minutes, but it was the Mean Green who made a couple more plays late to escape with a 68-66 victory yesterday in the Super Pit. Wichita State now drops to 17-12 on the year, 7-9 in the American Athletic Conference, losing its second straight game after a six-game win streak, but losses to North Texas this season were combined by just 6 points in the two losses. Xavier Belt scored 17 of his 19 points after halftime on 6-11 shooting and perfect 7-7. From the line. Up next for the Wichita State's men's basketball team on the road down in Houston against Rice. That game on the 6th of March, 7 p.m. tip-off. Other men's basketball from last night included the KU Jayhawks. However, it was the Houston Cougars' L.J. Crier scoring 22 points as Houston won its ninth straight game with a 65-59 victory over Kansas last night. Up next for the KU Jayhawks is Senior Day coming up this Saturday against the number 24 team in the nation, Arizona.
For the third time this season, the Axtell boys defeat the Lynn boys, this time for a chance to go to a sub-state championship game. Your final night score from Monday night's action, 65-44. Axtell ran away with this one, leading 49-31 at halftime and outscored Lynn in every quarter. Lynn had three players in double figures, but it was the 24 points from Axtell's Colin Shaughnessy that led the way for the Axtell boys as they move on to 20-1 on the season and will move to a sub-state championship game on Saturday. Lynn finishes their year 10-12 under first-year head coach Ben Bargdell as Axtell defeats Lynn again in Monday night's sub-state semifinal action, 65-44. Reporting for KNDY Sports, I am Max Blasky.
Hanover, Axtell, and Frankfort boys advanced to sub-state championships with Monday semifinal wins. Hanover caught Victoria 75-51, Axtell tripped Lynn 65-44, and Frankfort up into Bishop Seabury 73-70. Tuesday evening, Marysville girls are at Cheney, an early start at 5, live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Wednesday, Marysville boys at Heston at 6 on AM 1570 FM 94.1. with Valley Heights Girls at Mount Academy in Atchison at 6, live on FM 95.5. Dillard Odell, Lady Griffins are 7th seed and face 2nd seed Elm Creek in the state tournament Wednesday evening at 6 from Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln. On Friday, we'll cover girls 1A Division 2 from Tescott with Hanover Axtell girls at 6, Lynn versus St. John's Tipton at 7:30. Then the boys' final Saturday evening with Hanover and Logan Palco and Axtell versus St. John's Tipton live on KNDY-FM 95.5. Again, it's an early start tonight on account of the forecast for weather for the Marysville girls. It'll be a 5 o'clock start. They're planning to overnight in Salina. They'll have more details on that available, but we'll be on the air tonight, weather permitting, at 5 o'clock with coverage from Cheney, Kansas. We'll stay overnight. We'll head to Heston tomorrow night with the Marysville boys. Again, all of it weather pending. There have been some variable schedules and some late schedule changes, so be advised.